All right, moving on. Item 12, consider and take possible action to amend the Internal Revenue Code 415 tax compliance policy. We turn to Karen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We did a routine review of this policy. It has to do with various rules to remain in compliance with Internal Revenue Code Section 415. There's only one substantive change and update that we are proposing today, and that is to clarify under Section J that the SACERA plan does not allow for the purchase of non-qualified service credit. An example of that would be the purchase of airtime, which some plans, at least in the past, allowed. And SACERA has not allowed that. And so all of the purchases that SACERA does allow are qualified under the IRS rules. And so that is the only substantive update that we are proposing today to that policy.
All right. Thank you. Are there any questions or comments for Karen on David, yes, sir.
Yeah, just a quick clarification. Karen, as an example, a colleague of mine left the county for about 2 years and came back as a regular full-time employee and then was able to buy back that time that he was away. Does that count as qualified time? This was in the past, so I don't see any risk. But does that qualify? Is that qualified service credit? How does that apply?
Yes, it is qualified service credit. The CERL, our plan document, does have a list of qualified service purchases, and that would be one of the authorized ways to purchase past service. And so, yes, it's qualified.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or comments for Karen on the policy? Seeing none, is there a motion?
I will so move.
All right, we have a motion.
Second.
All right, thank you. So we have a motion and a second. To amend our IRC 415 tax compliance policy. Seeing no further discussion, we'll move to a vote on the motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Chabadarev.
Aye.
Finley. Nope, there he is. He's still on. You might not have heard me. I'm going to pass, Donnie. Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Watts?
Aye.
And I'll go back one more to Donnie. I know his name is still showing up on the screen. On the motion. Hearing none, we'll record him as not voting. So the motion carries on an 8-0 vote, one member not voting. I think I have that correct. And if not, I'm sure I'll be corrected.